Okay, well, let's start again from the beginning of Shin Yadalad. Amy and Mysterio Vikalin. Another thing is being Mysterio Vikalin. Hani Mili Sheinu Binyamamish. That's only if it's not a Binyamamish. Because Chavis Sheinu Machzek is a Binyasah, because that's already closer to Binyan. Shinishma Vadibik Shvarahe Abizavis. So Gemara says it's called Mustaki, that it was already a weak kli, it was glued together, and you're opening that up, so that's not a real stira. Yapol shavu lechachalim abishav seicha. Uvat shel yichavin lenakva neck of yofesh shiel la pesach. As long as you don't make a nice hole, you're gonna keep on using it, right? And so we mentioned yesterday about cans and all these things or whatever that a lot of places who are machmir. But Kopanim Hazlishus Vekel, that as long as these kalim are not, first of all, because you throw them out right away, and second of all, because they're not, they're not made to reuse, so therefore they're considered like mustiki, that you can open it up if it's b'derech hashchasa, but not to go ahead and make a nice little hole in it, to open it up. I do with the paper packages and thing. I think with Shom Zalman's warm maker, you can open it regularly. With the Chasen Ish, you have to like rip open the side, things like that. Din Kain, Havalei Mitaki Mani. That's called Tikkun Mani. It's called Makom Patish. But in he Shlema, if it's a whole kli, also the Shavra Fil Bein Sheino is a kli. Yes. What does this mean? It's that's considered full stira. If it's not a weak kli, it's a whole kli, and you break it open, that's considered stira. There are the Gra and other Achrayim do bring other shitas or cholik on this cholik that even that mutter, that's still not called stira. Because that's not called stira, so there is ma'al lismaich or whatever, but. She can't make any hole. Even if it has a new hole, your archiva also you want to make it bigger. It's also a government lush is coming the car. If you have kavana to go and make a bigger hole, you have a sakin to cover your Shabbos. If you have a sakin stuck in your Shabbos in the barrel, mutal tzio achnisa, you can take it in and out. Shere enu miskavin lahoisef. He's not kavana to be moisef the hole, add to the hole. Vadafka shon tzio gamkin pav achas mevoin yoyim. As long as you pulled it out and put it back in. And there's Shabbos. About Imlo Tzion, we'd be like, "Yo, I'm also." If you didn't take it out, put it back in. It's also. I'm psik ratio. That's considered a psik ratio to go ahead and to make it because taka making it wider. That's binyan. The reason that can be Pesach Chavis. That's called making not giving a Pesach to the Chavis. Klish Nisroa. Let's say it was a whole kli, but it got started falling apart. Imulti litul menu cheres. If you take a piece of cheres from it, that looking shin ches. Follow counsel we'll get towards the end of the sermon, we'll discuss. I want to just take 2 minutes or less, whatever, just to bring up the shitas about electricity, turning something on. And so it seems like the Chazon Ish, the famous Chazon Ish. So it's interesting. If you look at the actual letters wrote to Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't say that any closing any circuit is binyan. It's more than that. He said he wants to tell you that it's tikkun mana by turning an object on is called tikkun mana. Now it's usable, and that is tikkun mana. Shlomo Zalman was cholik. He says I don't know because their bashayla was by hearing aid. Shlomo Zalman was matir in hearing aid according to the Chazon Ish Tzotzer. So the Shlomo Zalman said yeah, but something which turns on and then turns off. That's not tikkun mana. Tikkun mana means you fix something and stays in that state. The Chazon Ish held that turning something on, giving life to an object, is considered tikkun mana. So that's a main play, and in the wall, the wires, if you turn on and put the zerum through, it's also, he also does binyan, but, Chaim Greiderman, quoted that he says this is the Chazon Ish or maybe Erfurt. I don't know that even if it's not on, completing a circuit is binyan. But the Chazon Ish, it's not so bar. At least in the letters, he doesn't say that. He says the whole thing is really based on like Machmapatish and giving it life. He says if a person creates electricity, then that would be moilid, which is a different iser. That would be a different iser. Shlomo Zalman held that it's not tikkun money because it's not permanent and it's not if therefore they were hearing aid, he says the fact that it goes, the zerim goes up and down a little bit, that's not called binyan. That's just a mashu. That's not called like binyan, you know, tikkun money and binyan bekele. That doesn't constitute that. However, there are other. Lamaisan Shomzal was choshish strongly for the Chazon Ish. It wasn't, you know, he was matur in a case of hearing aids, things of, you know, Latzarech. Ramesh has a tshuva about hearing aids.
What was
Rav
Shlomo Zalman
matur
for the person himself to turn on the hearing aid?
Not to turn it on. So he says, first it has to be on Erev Shabbos, and it's in the ear, and you can just wear it. You know, he can put it in the ear and he can wear it.
Chazon Ish said not to do that.
And he said it's a problem. Moshe has a tshuva about hearing aids, and he says b'ikur it's mutter. He says b'di'evet it's mutter, because he says that, listen, I can't tell you exactly what malacha electricity is. It could be it's makhav patish. You know, it's not a rochok, it's makhav patish. As the Aruch Hashulchan says that any, he says over here, he says any malacha which it's clear some sort of malacha, but we don't know exactly what it is. So the chalim are toiler and makhav patish, as the Aruch Hashulchan says. So that's what Moshe says. Could be it's makhav patish. But he says for a hearing aid, since it's not, it's like a, first of all, it's like a grumma, and he says he shouldn't speak directly into it. You'd be choshish for that, but it's in the ear and it's whatever. It's like a bit of a grumma. I mean, they don't have a clear, it's not clear cut what electricity is it, because is it makhav patish? It's not clear cut what the malach is. So he was makhav. And you know, the Achiezer of Chaimozer also is a true about electricity. He also says. Basically, he says that, listen, he doesn't have a clear havdara, but it's clear it's a malacha. It's clear it's a malacha. So you have, you know, it's not just like the Chazon Ish. He was very specific that turning it on gives it life. Makhav patish, you have Rav Moshe. You have there's a lot of natiya to say that it's makhav patish, it's tikkun maneh, in a kli. And therefore, it would be also a question would be like nowadays you have electric cars and things like that. Would that let's say it was on Erev Shabbos? Is there less Chilul Shabbos to go in like an electric car or something like that? You know, is that like Mosif or is that whatever? It's hard to know because it's not how elevator is a different is. Is different. Shalom was Takamatu Shabbos elevator. Elevators, I think it's a little bit different. I have to look up. I know the Moshe asked the Kasha. I don't remember what he answers. He actually brings it and says, "Why is it?" He actually says, "Why is it different?" Why he asks questions? Why isn't he hearing different than the microphone? That's the other question. I don't know. Sometimes because it's Uvdu the Chol.
So microphone is mother?
No. Oh, okay. I think he says it's Uvdu the Chol, and it's also much more direct. I and Shami has truths about it. I'm on the same area. But it's
a public sound as opposed to a private sound in the ear.
Yeah, so it's much more public.
What was it that the Chazon Ish was choshish for? Not that people when they talk, he's being machshel people.
No. Is it the problem with the problem? Oh, because it's even machshel.
What was the Chazon Ish's problem? So
I'll tell you what. The letter he doesn't. Straight out, such as, I don't know, he doesn't straight out answer about hearing aids. Shlomo Zalman sent him a letter saying that when, you know, I'm offered for my mother to wear a hearing aid, but I heard you're very macho when it comes to electricity, what's your shita? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he answered back straight about the hearing aid and grumma and all, I don't think he discussed that, so I don't know if he was just more dealing with electricity in general. I could be moving out there if you're in the room, like Ramesha says, if you don't speak directly into it, could be would have been out there also. I don't know.
Did not directly hear
it. I don't remember. You'd have to see the his tshuvas. I don't remember 100%. I'd have to see that.
Kornfeld recently gave in his Alofashir, in his Shabashir, that you may not speak to a digital assistant on Shabbos. It's clearly Philip Shabbos.
Right, right.
You're
so.
Telling him to do something,
I'm sure. Yeah, okay, that's...
No, point that. Whatever malacha that it does is ascribed to you. Even though you just spoke.
Right, so that's because it's... Because that's makhav patish, binyan. Okay, that's an interesting thing. I don't know, but so that, I mean, that's just in a nutshell. To get to the sieve, that's what the idea of electricity, what the whole issue is. I don't, again, the protein and all these all the protein of different things and all the that's beyond you know, a person can look into it. But that's the yisod, to be clear. What the yisod that people just throw around, opinion, like closing circuit. This is the yisod of what the issue is. Sifbeis, however, negative in this time, let's say the chavis has a hole and he closed up. Imu lamata bin ashmari, even to the bottom, below with the sediment. Also, the post, but you can't open it up. Even shu lamata, po kovada yayin alav, tarech stima ma'alya. That you need a very strong, steaming, it's a very strong plug. V'choshiv kaposeich mechadosh, and therefore, it's, oh, lakilu, you're opening it, mechadosh. Lamalami Nishmari, now I don't think we're talking about a spout with a faucet, because I don't think it's talking about that, because that's made to be open, I don't think so. Lamalami Nishmari, if it's above, higher above, go to the post, then you're allowed to open that nekiv, because it's not like you're opening a new thing. Yemol Makam Nekiv Yashar, an old nekiv, Noikvina Filim Mekadech, there was a place where there was an old nekev, it just wasn't like it's closed up a bit, it wasn't a very good one. You can even use a drill, obviously an electric drill, to go ahead and to open it up. Let's say there was a spout and then the spout broke and you wanna put a new one in or whatever. It's only in pottery. Sheena Steva Mudek is Yafet, it doesn't stick well. Of all Kavishal Aids, Shemahatkin Ma'oida Aids, Shesaisim Nekav, you stick a piece of wood in strongly. Vahaisim Rosha Aldash Loyal Tsio, you want to keep it there. Vare Nirish is then Nekav Chadash, the Osir, that looks like it's a Nekav Chadash, and therefore it's Osir. Barza Shemachav Ve'ena Yafel Tsia, let's say there's a spout and you can't take it out. Mutalikach Barza Acheres, you can go ahead and take another spout. Lahakos Ba'oisa Barza, it's where Flishtos Yayin B'Shabes, let's say it's clogged up. That's the issue, it's clogged up, so you're allowed to bang it to go ahead and to knock out the clog. Ago, eventually, Ava Barza Rishon, they get a Shemari, that's as long as it's not at the very bottom. That was if fake, because that's like opening a Pesach. I don't know, turning the if it's a spout, turning that on the bottom. The spout here doesn't have a faucet. It's talking about a spout that you stick in. If it has a faucet, it's made to open and close. I don't know if that's called a steamer.
What's Metzias here?
That you have a barrel and you have a barrel and you have a spout at the very bottom. When the wine pours out of. So the question is that if it's clogged up, and so you want to bang it so it unclogs, so then
assume that using another spare.
Yeah, because that's right. It's a kli. It's just they're hoyda. You might. He's just saying you can use it. I think any kli. Any kli lachori person could use. It's just
that my impression was that by banging, you're pushing the old one into the barrel and the new one takes place.
I think that's it.
Oh, you're saying you bang it straight?
And now the new one is now in place. And that's why,
You're saying you knock it, let's say it's smaller, you knock it. Alright, that could be. I understood differently, but that could be the shot. Barza Shabakhavis Ain other Yahala Hutsia, let's say you can't take it out. So the Barza Akharis, I did that. Sorry, hey.
That's it. Shalanya other Yahala Hutsia. It's impossible to take it out.
Fine. I thought the Hutsia is going on the wine. That's going on the wine, but okay, so you can't pull it out, so you want to knock another one on top of it to stick it, to shove the other barza into the wine, and this would open it up. That could be. Mutali tekana chalob, or barza lahoitzi yayin, avisha lahayam lamayayam. You're allowed to stick a tube in to take wine out, even if it was never there before, into a hole, even if it was never there before, tatikamane. Alitin ala shalhadas, Benekel shebechavis to stick a leaf. Benekel shebechavis she'ala also kumarzev. That should be like some sort of tunnel or whatever. But yain zavder shamlo. That doesn't work. The gavir shol yitakein marzev liena. We don't want to keep planning to put a marzev for his wine. Sheipol yain l'soicha v'yelich. The merchi. You don't want him to put like a trough. If you put this into like a little trough, it might pump to go ahead and make another trough for the wine to like flow out and go somewhere further away. And you also put a spout, but not a gutter. I mean, Amarz is a rain gutter, but this would be like a half pipe, whatever. It looks like you're making one. You're not actually doing anything, you're just sticking it in. This is, you're actually folding it or making a little tube, whatever it is. Only if you have a lot of leaves, you're not choshish, you might call, the road's choshish more, then you're going to come and pull leaves off of a bush, which is not choshish for the fact that you might come to go ahead and make a trough. Murdu lahati is what you have is b'sayif. You're allowed to go ahead and chop the head of the top of the chavis of the sayef. They always. I always picture the Yehem guy with the, like, you know, a samurai sword, you know, chopping the top off. You know, there's a lot of the pesach mechavek, even shemesa and roshi, chopping the top off. Well, mikva betzida, but if you make a hole in the side, ben shachavet ben shemagufa. Also, a field of beraymach, you can't use a spear. Shoyse neck of gadol, that makes a big hole. But ain't no doyel the pesach. That's not like a pesach. Here the have a mitzida vare the pesach mechavek. Since it's on the side, it's not on top. But you're definitely doing you definitely have kavana for a pesach. That's tikkun maneh. Liko v'magufa l'mala moter, but to go ahead and make a hole on top, that's moter. The lav of pesach mechavek. You're not at kavadon kavana for pesach. She'ein derech lasis pesach l'mala elanoita kol magufa. You take the whole lid off. Or if it's stuck on, it's stuck on. Even if it's stuck on with tit, it's not talking about agave. You're not talking about a whole barrel. You chop it in half. It's really talking about where the there's a lid which is sort of glued on or cemented on a bit. You're allowed to cut through the cement to take the lid off. To make a hole on the top is that would be mutter, because that's a shinui. It's not derech pesach. Just open the top. Why are you putting a hole in it? So that would be mutter. Choseh shebekelim. Let's say you have a seal.
In the Mishnah verse Sivcha and Chav Gimel says that the beginning of this sif is talking about Chav's geruah.
Oh right.
And the end of the sif
is talking about the
shleima.
Well, because that's why that's where you're taking the magufa. All right, that's because you're only taking the lid off. The first part is both. First part can be talking about the garua or the magufa, or the magufa. But right. Let's say you have something that closes a lid that like closes the sheet of table, like a chest or something. That's tied on a chevel. You're allowed to break it off, cut the rope, or the hat to also to undo it. But that's still also clear, because undoing it, because the Rambam holds a stira by a rope is an issue. That's only if it's tied on. You have a hinge. Some sort, it's also to break that apart with a shaver. If you can't, namishayach binyan gomor or steer gomor, because that's the whole piece, and you're almost breaking it. We tell them to also lahasir at searing, you can't take the hinges out. Shakur and ganuzush. Shakur and tables in nevad hamavtech, you don't have the key. You can't take the hinges out either. Nishmatimim, bazoo, because you are allowed to undo the hinges. The shvias poiskas shel tables, to break open boxes, yesh matir, yesh oiser, yesh lahatir, any Yehudi can go ahead and do on any Yehudi. Let's do ches, let's bring one point. Choyslaish of tomorrow, Gregory's. The kisa kosher v'chevel, if the top is, if you have a, it's a woven basket that used to ripen dates in, if the top is tied on, you can cut the rope. You can even cut it with a knife. Even you could open these little baskets. That's like opening and destroying to take out the oichel. Two nakudas. First of all, this last sif, also that like a bag of potato chips, you're allowed to open that up. And when it comes to magufa and lids or whatever, so just the issue quickly with bottle caps, too much, but metal bottle caps were matirin. Some say it's not. The issue with bottle caps is there's two issues. One, can you open it up? Are you making the bottle clean? There are places that say that. I know Nasal Kav should hold that. A lot of people up there say, are you making the bottle cap into a kli? Because now it's usable. The poskim who are matir, or other poskim who are matir, even metal caps, say that's not, you're not making the cap into a kli, and that doesn't make a difference. Other places you hold, no, you want to open the metal cap, you take it, it's one piece of metal they shove on, that is mamish creating a cap. So that's all. Generally, the machmir comes for metal caps. They make a hole in it on the top. That's not their Pesach, and that's okay. The plea with plastic bottle caps is, some say it's the same. No difference. It's like shoved on. They say Rosh Hashanah was matir it, because it's obvious it wasn't formed on top. It was stuck on, and afterwards they put the ring on. Now, I'll tell you what, the what's interesting is I remember when I first came here to Yeshiva, the plastic bottle caps they had here were different than the ones they had in America. They had in America with the ring they have down here, but the original ones they had was different. You had a bottle cap and you had a ring, and there was little strings of plastic attaching the bottle cap to the ring. So when you opened it, you just broke those little strings of plastic. So it was obvious that the cap went on, and they put a ring, and they melted it around or whatever it was. The cap was a kli beforehand, and this is just a little thing sticking up. But now they have the rings which are mamash attached. Each loader of Rishon Lozalbe will be matur. Also, you have to look into that. It's a little bit unclear because we're talking about different mitzvahs. So just everyone quotes Rishon Lozalbe, and a person should think about it. You should ask a local rabbi, obviously, but this is just the rayon. Okay.